All right, so if I was going to grab your attention and say, you know, get ready, we're going to talk about the following. I really, you know, to excite you, the words Meister Behemoth, you know, wouldn't pop into your mind. But I want to share maybe three lessons we can learn from Meister Behemoth that can really help our Elul and our Tshuva process as we get ready, we approach the Yamim Noraim. So the Sasem, it says, that this is towards the beginning, Taf Reish Lama Beis in Elul from Parshas Shoftim. He quotes his grandfather, the Chidush Erim, and he says that we know there are many, many different Rashi Tevos for Elul. Ani Ledodi Vedodi Li, probably the most famous one. But he quotes another one from Mizmor Lesoda. He says that there's the Kriyuk Siv on the word Lo when we say Velo Anachnu. Right? You can either read Lo Lamed Vav, or you can read Lo Lamed Aleph. And the Sfasem is right. He says, "Upirish adover hakol echad shkvi mas shelo anachnu kein lo anachnu." He says, to the extent that we are lo anachnu with an aleph, meaning the more we are lo anachnu, we are not for ourselves, then a direct correlation. So the more we're not for ourselves, the memela, the more lo anachnu, the more lo lamed vav, we are for a Kaddish Baruch Hu. The less we're for ourselves, the more we're for a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And he quotes the Gemara in Sota. He says, "Ki begasus ina ni vehu yecholim lador." The Gemara in Sota, Hey Amar Aleph, tells us that a Kaddish Baruch Hu despises arrogance and gaiva, any sort of gasus ruach. Ina ni vehu yecholim lador ba'olam. The Gemara there quotes a pasuk, but the Sfasem says this is the idea: we have to learn to be mispatel ourselves, to not think about ourselves, to be focused on Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says it's not stam that Rosh Chodesh Elul, Aleph Elul, the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah tells us, is Rosh Hashanah L'Maiser Behema. And he says it's Pasha, because he says, Al Yidei HaBitol Shenasin Kol HaDvarim Lo VeHevel VeRik Be'enei HaAdam VeKol HaRatzon VaTshuka LaShem Yisparach. He says we have to not focus on the Gashmius, on the Hevel VeRik, on all the Tanugei Olam Hazeh, on all the things that happen in this world, all the distractions, all the things that kind of take our mind off of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and off of Avodas Hashem. And he says you kind of have to go away from that. Not kind of, we have to go away from that. And he says that's the idea we learn from Meister Behemoth. As we know, the Svarim HaKadoshim, the Tanya, and others talk about the Nefesh HaBahamas. And we have to learn almost to do Meister Behemoth. We have to take away part, a little bit, of the Bahamas inside of all of us, to do away with that Bahamas. So that's idea number one. I think idea number two, though, we can learn from Meister Behemoth as well. Because Meister Behemoth, we know that Meister Behemoth is a tenth. So 9/10 go to the Baal HaBayis, and 1/10 goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Baal HaMusar point out that Hashem did us a Tova. What was the Tova? The Tova was that we count, you know, if you have 10 sheep in your pen, so even if you know you have 10, you don't just take one and give to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Rather, you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 with a mark on each sheep. That's for me. And then the 10th one, oh, that's for a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So the Baal HaMusar say, Hashem did us a Tova, because, you know, giving sometimes could be hard. But when we realize how much we have and how much Hashem has given us, so it's not such a big deal to give a Kaddish Baruch Hu a 10th. So I think, you know, we think there's also, there's Vidoy Meiser, this week's Parsha. Talk about Vidoy Meiser. So what's Vidoy Meiser? Vidoy Meiser is very odd, because when you think about Vidoy, Pashtus is what? We know it's a confession. Ashamnu baganu gazanu ibaru dofi. But Vidoy Meiser is very funny. So imagine for a second, a guy walks in the door one night, gets home late from work, and he says to his wife, "Honey, sweetie, sit down, I need to confess. I need to confess." She cuts the music, turns off the water, stops doing dishes, sits down. She's freaking out. What's a confession? What can you possibly say? And he says, I don't know how to tell you this, but I'm God's greatest gift to the world. I'm maybe the best person ever created. Hashem, I'm the closest thing to God in this world, and you're the luckiest person in the world. Why? Because you got to marry me. Now what? Now go make me a steak. It sounds bananas. It doesn't seem to make any sense. But in Parshas Kisavo, it says, "Biarti HaKodesh Min HaBayis." I did everything you wanted me to do. "Lo Avarti B'mitzvosecha V'lo Shechachti Lo achalti ba'oni mimenu, lo bi'arti mimenu. I did everything. I followed the laws. I didn't eat anything betuma. I did everything, Hashem. Hashkif mimon kadshecha. Look at me, min Hashemayim. Uvarich es amcha es Yisrael ve'es va'adama. Hashem, I'm confessing to you. I'm doing vidoy, and the vidoy is, the confession is that I'm great. I followed your mitzvos. I followed your Torah. Now bless me. Is that vidoy? So the Sforno and others explain that why is this called vidoy? Because imagine for a second you went into Rosh Hashanah, you went into Yom Kippur, Aser Yisrael Tshuva, without any recognition of the tova, of the good that we've done. You go in thinking, oh, another Yom Kippur, another Rosh Hashanah, another Aser Yisrael Tshuva, again I have to do this, I know I'm not such a great Jew, I know I have a giant pekalach of averos. And then when you think like that, when a Jew thinks like that, and then they clap achit, all those times, tens and dozens of times. So, we really don't feel so bad. Because we already know, like, okay, what difference does it make? I've done this in the past, I'm going to keep on doing it. So the mussar of vidoy maaser is so important. Because before we can clap achit and say we did anything wrong, first we have to recognize the good that we have. When we recognize the good that we have, so then, when we clap al-chait, we taka feel bad about it. Because we know we're in a Shema Tahora. We know we've done mitzvos. And we've davened, and we've tried to learn, and we've tried to give tzedakah, and we try to do chesed. And yeah, sometimes it's, you know, we don't have kavanah when we daven. And sometimes we fall asleep in the shir we go to. But Hashem, we're trying so hard. And we try, we mamish do lots of mitzvos. So when we recognize how good we really are, so then yeah, taka, the al-chait that we say really have an effect on us. Oh, Mer Simcha, come on. It's passionist for you. Look at you. You've done so many mitzvahs over the past year. It's like the painter, the construction worker who stops in the middle of the day for lunch and he pulls out his turkey sandwich. And as he, you know, goes in for that big first bite, a little bit of mustard falls out the backside of the sandwich and falls on his jeans. But his jeans are covered in paint. They're covered in dirt and mud. So okay, doesn't really make a difference. It's not one way or the other. He doesn't really care. But imagine you're going to a fancy dinner, a nice wedding, and you're wearing your best suit. And at the shmorg, at the reception, what's happening? You take a little piece of chicken, whatever it is, and a little bit of barbecue sauce gets on your suit. So you mamish feel terrible. Why? Because you know it's so clean and it's so nice and it's so fancy. And now you taka, it looks terrible. So I think that's the mussar of vidoy maaser. Vidoy maaser as a hakdama to the tshuva season of Yom Noraim. So we have to realize that we taka really are good. When we realize we're good, so then the tshuva and the alchets and the vidoy that we do over the course of Yamin and the slichos that we say over the course of Aseres Yemei Tshuva have a greater impact on us. And I think the third takeaway from Maaser is as follows. Right, so we said you separate 9 and then you give 1 to Hashem. But in the grand scheme of things, 10% is not so crazy. It's not so much. Right, when we're talking about overcoming the Yetzer Hara, we're talking about doing tshuva and working on ourselves. So I think the key is to not get overwhelmed. Don't think we have to make these wholesale, life-changing shifts when it comes to tshuva, when it comes to righting the ship in Avodas Hashem. Just a little bit, a little here, a little there can make the biggest difference. We're not giving 50%, 75%. Maaser is just 10%. Just a little bit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Chaim Waxman had a word in the Mishnah Avos that says that this world is Doma L'Traklin, right? This world is like the lobby for the next world, which is the main ballroom. So whenever you go to a wedding, right, you don't walk in there, you know, in your undergarments and decide what you're going to get, you know, what you're going to wear. You walk in, maybe you do your tie, maybe you're just pulling your tie up, right? If you're wearing a hat, maybe you put the brim down. If you're a woman, maybe you run your fingers through your hair, through your sheita, whatever it may be. You do little things to get yourself ready. The Yetzer wants us to think that there's so many changes we need in life, and therefore we have this like overwhelming sense of, oh, I can't do it, there's too much to do. But we have to remind ourselves it's just a little bit, a little here, a little there, can have the biggest, you know, impact on our Avodas Hashem. Coming 1 minute early to davening can totally, totally, qualitatively change our tefillah. Right? Sitting and saying, I'm not going to look at my phone for 5 minutes during a shir, during a chavrusa, that can change the chavrusa. The little things, giving a quarter to tzedakah every day, a dollar to tzedakah every day, a little bit, a phone call to someone who's sick, you know, it takes 30 seconds. The little things can greatly impact and influence our avodas Hashem. So I think those are the three takeaways. Number one from the Sfas Emes, from Tav Reish Lamed Beis, in El, where he talks about lo v'lo, right? The kriyuk siv from Mizmor L'Soda as the Rashi Tevos for Elul. the more that we're lo anachnu, lo lamid aleph, so then mamela, the more lamid vav lo anachnu will be, the more for our Kadosh Baruch Hu will be. And it's about taking away and trying to conquer the nefesh bahamas. So that's one understanding. And again, that's why he points out that Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh Elul is Rosh Hashanah l'maaser behema. Number two, the idea that we quoted from the Sforno and others who talk about vidoy maaser and understanding that we've taka done well, we've done good, and therefore only when we appreciate the good that we have done, so then when we think about the bad, does it really impact us, and do we really want to right the ship? And number three, the idea is that maaser is taka not so much. It's only 10%. Don't get overwhelmed in tshuva. Don't get overwhelmed in the tshuva season, in Yom HaNorah, in Elul, in Slichos, v'chulei. But to rather think about one little thing, two small things that we want to try to do. How can we improve our Avodas Hashem in little ways? And I think those smaller ways can have a lasting impact on our Avodas Hashem.